Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and your host. Today I have two special guests in our room, two teachers, two dynamic, great teachers in Haywood County. One, Stephanie Morgan. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Ms. Barker.
She used to be my student at Bethel when I was there. I'm dating myself, but she now teaches math at Pisgah High School, and she's a great teacher. And also, Reese Derry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. I don't know what time of day you're listening, listeners, but she just kindergarten at Jonathan Valley. Great experienced kindergarten teacher. So they're special. They have something in common, a high school math teacher and a kindergarten teacher. Besides their love of kids and what they do, they're very involved in a group we have in our district, a professional development group. We call it our Global Connections Group. And I'm going to let Ms. Morgan tell you a little bit about how that got started. And then I'm going to spring a big surprise on you because these two have received a pretty special award. But tell us about your group.
So the Global Connections Group is a group of about anywhere from 5 to 10 teachers normally who get together once a month to discuss global themes and how we can integrate those into the classroom. We do this through a variety of methods. We hear guest speakers. We have teachers do presentations, such as when they go to really awesome conferences or workshops, or when they're able to do study tours abroad, and just different things like that to help us at all grade levels, kindergarten through high school, figure out ways to incorporate global themes across different curriculum. We have teachers in math, foreign language, history, we have vocational teachers. Just anyone that's interested in coming to learn about global themes is welcome at these meetings.
And how did that group get started?
We got started with a couple of teachers who had been going to these workshops at UNC Chapel Hill called Worldview. And what these workshops do is provide really good in-depth looks at different things going on globally. So whether it's a region of the world or a theme that is applicable across the world, you get really great professional development for a day and a half on that particular theme in that semester. The problem was they were only taking place once a semester. So what our teachers were interested in was keeping the conversation going and keeping the ball rolling even after we had come back from Chapel Hill. So as a way to do that, we decided to start meeting once a month and keep those conversations alive, keep ideas flowing to benefit our students.
And that's great. And so, Ms. Terry, tell us a little bit about, as a member of that group, what you've gotten out of that.
Well, as an elementary school teacher, especially as a kindergarten teacher, I know it sounds like I wouldn't be getting the same things out of this as the teachers of older students, but as an elementary student, it really helps me to connect with other teachers that are passionate about teaching our children about the world that's out there and about the world that's coming into our neighborhoods, and just teaching them how to understand other people and what is out there waiting for them when they grow up and those experiences that they can have. And so I love collaborating with other teachers that are passionate about that. And
y'all been afforded a lot of opportunities through that. Give me an example of one of the professional developments you've attended at Chapel Hill through their Worldview program. Give one.
So the most recent one that we came back from was on the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. So the United Nations has laid down 17 goals, is that correct?
Yeah.
Has laid down 17 Sustainable Development Goals to be addressed worldwide. And these are everything from sustainable animal populations to clean water to sustainable energy use and the different ways that these can be incorporated in different regions, different countries around the world, because nothing's going to look the same in any one area as it does identically in another area. It's just not. But what they really wanted to focus on is how those goals can work together to benefit people, governments, regions, nations as a whole. And it was really awesome to see ways that we could pull different parts of that back into our classrooms.
And so that even the youngest learners can be involved in that.
Absolutely.
Because there are book studies, you know, around some of the sustainable goals, and there are ways that even kindergartners can learn to recycle or how to treat each other equally.
So you're getting a lot of awesome PD. I love
yes.
it. Talk about thinking big. So I love that.
And
I'll talk to you more about that in a minute, how you do that in the classrooms. We only have a few minutes. I knew they'd have a lot of information for you. Go ahead.
I was going to say that we've been to two now in different years that were on Latin America and North Carolina. And that was really informative for us to understand how the Latin American culture operates, and so that when our students who come from Latin America come into North Carolina, we understand a little bit about their culture and how to help them adjust to our schools. It's just very informative and exciting to learn more about those types of issues.
So as part of this group, there's an encouragement there to earn at some point, hopefully, and let me get this right, Ms. Morgan, Stephanie, a Global Educator Digital Badge. We call it a digital badge, but I wanted to get this right. This is a huge professional development undertaking that teachers really, there's no extra pay for this. The teachers that get this are getting this because it, what Ms. Sterry said, they want to do what's best for their kids and bring this back in their classroom. So I just want to applaud both of you for receiving this badge. I'm going to tell you, it is a very, very difficult process. We have 5-ish teachers in our county that have this badge at this time. And so do you want to talk about each of you? Go ahead, Stephanie, and tell them just the specifics of what it takes to earn a digital badge.
Go ahead and talk about professional development.
Sure. Yeah. So from the time that you begin the program, that it's a 2-year, you have to sign a MOA or a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU.
Yes.
So you have 2 years to get 100 hours of professional development or continuing education in global education.
Which is an undertaking in and of itself. And then for the actual project itself, you complete what's called a capstone project, which is up to 6 lessons. And these lessons have to be aligned with national content standards so that, in theory, this could go out anywhere.
Yes.
And some of those somewhere have to include some kind of theme or some kind of global message that you're going to work into these lessons. And they want things very, very detailed so that anybody can pick it up across the state of North Carolina and use it in their classrooms. Because the whole idea is these get published in the SchoolNet database, which SchoolNet is our means of pulling together resources from across the state and making those available to all teachers. So by putting those in SchoolNet, the Department of Public Instruction wants to make sure that all teachers in North Carolina have access to them. At the same time, we recognize that all teachers in North Carolina don't necessarily have the same access to technology. So it is a digital badge. Technology use is encouraged, but you have to be very careful in writing the lessons to utilize technology that would be readily available to everyone. Because once you've submitted it, readers at the state will send it back to you for edits, and one thing that they will catch is if a technology is not necessarily available, you've got to find a different way to administer it. So it's not only watching for the content and the subject matter, but also making sure that it would be usable to all teachers.
So I just, kudos to y'all again. I mean, you've gone out of your way just to make your classrooms a better place for your students. You put a lot of extra work in. And again, it wasn't about the money. It was about your kids and your own professional growth. And so our kids benefit from that. So, okay, we've got just a couple of seconds. I want real quick, tell me just the title of your capstone project and what it entailed briefly.
I did one for AP Calculus or Advanced Placement Calculus on modeling the means of using sustainable energy and water use. And we did that with some calculus that dovetailed into physics, which was great because I have kids in both classes. And we just looked at different sustainable energy methods and different ways that water is used and protected around the world.
Awesome.
My project was on friendship, which is more of a kindergarten topic.
Yes.
And in order to understand friendship with other people, I believe that children need to understand how to be a friend to themselves first. So the 4 lessons that were involved in mine were friendship with yourself, understanding your feelings, friendship with yourself by building your own self-esteem, friendship with your neighbors by beginning to understand that they also have the same feelings and that they are also of the same worth that you are, and then building friendship with the world by understanding how you can impact the world by going out there, even as a kindergartner, and doing something to make the world a better place.
So I love it. Being nice to each other, sustaining energy, looking on down the road at keeping our world, making our world a better place. Those are both great topics. Thank y'all for being on the show today. If you've got questions, call Pisgah High School, Stephanie Morgan, Jonathan Valley, Reese Terry, and they'd be glad to talk to you about our Global Connections group. Or if you want to stop by, when does this group meet?
The first Tuesday of every month. At the Education Center
in Clyde. First Tuesday every month, 3:30 at the Education Center in Clyde.
We'd love to have you come.
There you go. You heard it. Thank you, listeners, and Haywood County, have a wonderful day.